Hello and good morning. It's 11 minutes past 9 in the AM. You're listening to Ben and Josh on The Morning After.
Hi, Rebecca.
Yay. Scorpio Books. Rebecca is in studio from Scorpio Books.
Thank you, gentlemen, very much.
That's okay. Thank you for coming in.
Well, I really like being here and you guys. Wow. I just said this on the way in, so I say it on the radio.
Oh,
you start my day with joy and... You're always so happy and joyful.
We try. Aww. We try. We feel the same. I come back after a Tuesday. I'm like, oh, I just had Scorpio. I feel so
good. Really, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a great time.
So tell us about this book.
Okay, so.
It looks pretty.
It is pretty.
It's wow. Actually,
it is, isn't it?
Oh, that's a really cool title.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So this book is the first in a quartet.
Ooh.
It's actually a YA novel, like a young adult, teenage, probably sort of 15, 16 plus.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't suggest it for under 15, really. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of themes that perhaps they don't need to know yet.
Yes, understandable.
But the name of the book is A Winter's Promise. It's by Christelle Dabot, or Dabos if you don't speak French. And it's the first in the Mirror Visitor Quartet.
Ooh.
It's really, really actually quite cool. Mm. It's been translated by a woman called Hildegard Searle.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the translation for me, I think, could be a little better, but that's just me personally because I'm really pedantic about the English language. Not everyone is. So it follows this girl, Ophelia, and she lives on an ark. The ark is called Anima. So what happened many, many, many generations ago is that the earth was smashed to pieces and all the pieces are now called arks. And there are families that live on them, generations of families. And on her ark, it's quite a beautiful ark with forests. It's sort of like a general sort of earth kind of place. And everyone that lives there is part of her family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So everyone are cousins. Hello, cousin, that's how they greet them. There are no servants or lower people, no high class people, everyone's the same.
Mm-hmm.
Idyllic. And she's a museum curator. She's probably about sort of 17 or 18.
Mm-hmm.
And she has everyone on Anima. As an animist, they have a special power, and her power is to be able to read objects. So she always wears gloves because everything she touches, she can read its past.
Ooh.
Wow.
Who owned it and where it came from and everything that went with it. But she can also go through mirrors into other places. So if she's had her image in a mirror, she can look in and go to another place. She can think about it. I want to go to this place. And she can just walk through the mirror and go there. So really cool things.
Yeah.
But then right from the very beginning, she's betrothed to a person from another ark. The ark is called Pole.
Yeah.
And it's... Well, the inference is the North Pole.
Yes.
And his name is Thorn. And he arrives to take her back, and he is cold and he's pretty much a hideous.
A real thorn in her side.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, the name kind of fits. He's rude. He's insolent. He hardly speaks to her. He obviously doesn't want to get married to her. Oh. She obviously doesn't want to get married to him.
Yes.
Why is it happening? But the doyens have arranged it. And she goes to this place, the Pole, and this picture on the cover, which is quite amazing, this here is called the Citta Celeste. It's actually a city that hangs in the sky.
Ooh.
And on the Pole, there are three different clans. There are the Mirages, and they create illusions.
Ooh.
So it's freezing cold there, but they create these places like huge amazing palaces with lots of servants and beautiful trees and flowers and so on. But then there are all these people who haven't got any powers at all, who are basically their slaves.
Wow.
It's just really fascinatingly fabulous. I'm actually quite enjoying it. I didn't think I would. I bought it for my niece who lives in Australia for Christmas, but then realized that perhaps she's a little young for it, so I'm not going
You're
to
like, well, I guess I'll read it then.
I read it. I always always read everything I'm going to send to her just in case, because she's only 12, so, so number 2 and 3 are also available. Number 4 is still being translated.
Cool.
So it first came out in 2013.
Yeah.
It's really fantastic, because the girl, Ophelia, you think that she's quite, she hides behind her glasses and her scarf and her hair, and she seems like she's quite a meek and timid person without much personality, but she's actually quite a very strong-willed character, knows where she wants to go and what she wants to do, and she starts fighting back. She's just starting to do that now.
Amazing.
So really good.
Cool.
Yeah, so I just thought a YA novel for a change would be something a bit different.
Definitely. I really like those like fantastical magic kind of stories.
Yeah. So many layers.
It's really cool.
Yeah. And I just wanted to say also, because we talked about the Booker Prize, the long list and short list, and most people possibly know now that Shuggy Bain won, which is by Douglas Stewart, and that's the one set in Glasgow in 1981. Quite sort of sad. And
are you happy with the pick?
And that was actually my pick.
Oh, there you go.
I thought it was going to win, so I was quite happy with the pick.
Nice.
Yeah, definitely. But anyway, heaps of amazing books at Scorpio. Come on down.
100%.
Don't be shy. And if you want to beat the crowds before 11 and after 3.
Oh, are those the prime times?
Before 11, after 3. Okay, so between 11 and 3, I shouldn't go.
But if you want to spend a long time and have someone who can help you, then it's much quieter. Mm. Not too much quieter, but it's a little bit quieter at those times, and there are more people available to
Very
help.
Good. And Christmas is coming up.
Yeah.
About 4 weeks, I think.
Yeah, yes, I know.
31 days. I saw an inflatable Santa at Kmart yesterday that had the 32 days till Christmas on it. So it's imprinted in my mind.
We were just talking before about how people are decorating too soon, but it's not too soon to get gifts, and a book is a perfect gift for Christmas.
I'm sure there's so many.
Oh, there are. And there are plenty that you might like too, Ben.
Yeah, there's some picture books and some.
Oh, John, that's
kidding.
Not very
sorry.
No, there are quite a few that you might like. Yeah, you might even like this.
Yeah.
I honestly.
Maybe I'll get you a book for Christmas, Ben.
Yeah.
And you have to read it.
As usual, great to have you in studio.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure. Bye.
See ya. Thank you, Josh.
I'm sorry, Ben. I love you, really.